Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our goal is to match what we had last week with 162 upset picks in the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. And that means today 50 of you Tolos need to send in your upset pick. We can do it because crossed the 50 mark on Wednesday and yesterday. So you Tolos, get out your phones. If you haven't yet sent in your upset pick for week two, now's the time to do it. Go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the betting underdog will win the game outright, and then text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663, with your name, the game, and the spread. Tolos who have gotten it right, Corn Chip texts in and says, Western Kentucky plus 7.5 over Toledo, Corn Chip. That's how you send it in.
Does he know, though?
That you picked it?
Yeah. And look at Hurricane Jeff on the text line. Sorry, guys.
Hurricane Jeff.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
Oof. You picked the same one I did.
I mean, Western Kentucky's a good team. Toledo's a good team. It's a touchdown game. It can happen.
It could happen.
That's not a bad one. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm not going to act like I know about Toledo. I have no idea. I don't even know a player on their team. Right.
No one does.
I barely knew their mascot.
The coach still has all their names on their helmets and masking tape.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how much they know them.
I don't know. I do know Western Kentucky, like you said, they've been solid. So it's 6.5 points. I need all the points I can get right now.
And it was 6.5 yesterday. It's now moved, I guess, to 7.5 because both Corn Chip and Hurricane Jeff have texted in with that game, and both of them put 7.5. So the way we do it is Dan B. does a phenomenal job keeping track of all these picks. I copy and paste them out of the text line into a Google Doc, and then he screenshots at 3:00 every Wednesday. He screenshots all of the spreads so that they're locked in. So if the spread does move a little bit on you up or down, you will get the number of points that it was locked in as of Wednesday at 3:00.
I wish it was 7.5 when I took it because I'm going to hit, and I would rather have 7.5 than 6.5.
I bet you would. Let's see. Ty Duncan, 864, he's going with tonight's game. James Madison plus 15.5 on the road at Louisville.
I don't know.
That's tough.
You mentioned, you asked Chapel Fowler yesterday about ACC games on midweek. What is it about Louisville on Friday nights?
That's a weird one. But I mean, I guess they're trying to get as much exposure as they can so that maybe they can chip away at that flex money in
but
the
they
ACC.
They play twice this year on Friday.
I know.
Clemson's a Friday night game.
I mean, is it out of the realm of possibility to see Wake Forest, Boston College on a Wednesday night in the middle of the season? I know. I don't want it either. But that's their only chance of getting on TV.
I guess so.
Right? That's their only way. So it's sort of a self-defeating prophecy here, what the ACC is doing and how they're choosing to distribute the extra money and the uneven revenue distribution. Clemson, Florida State, Miami, they're going to get the highest profile TV time slots.
I'll tell you what's
where
wild.
They're going to get the highest number of viewership. Ergo, they're going to get the most amount of money. But if you stuck Clemson versus Wake Forest on streaming over the weekend, they'd get no ratings there either.
And that's it's crazy to think about, Diesel. Think about it like this. 15 years ago, we watched TV on Spectrum. What else? AT&T.
Yep.
Or the other ones, Dish Network, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, on a Friday night, think about this. 2025, tonight, we will watch a NFL game on YouTube. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have come, like, you've got to have every app, which thank God, like, it's so easy to access these things. Like, I guess you just go to, like, what I do is I go to ESPN every day in Diesel. I look down at the bottom under the time and see where the game is. Like, where can I watch the game, right? You have to go look every night now to see where you can watch these games. If you want to watch tonight's NFL game, if you didn't know this, I'm not kidding. It is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not YouTube TV.
Right.
YouTube.
It's absurd, right?
You watch high school games on YouTube.
Yeah.
You watch. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I wonder if they're doing that because YouTube is a global platform, right? Just like, oddly enough, my buddies that live in my neighborhood, he is Brazilian. Been here since he was 5 years old.
Going to the game tonight?
No, he's not going to the game, but he, as a matter of fact, he is in Brazil. He's vacationing in Brazil, and he's like, hey, if you need anything, you know, if one of the dogs gets out, send me a message on WhatsApp. I was like, what the heck is WhatsApp? WhatsApp is like Facebook, but it's global, right?
It
so
is. WhatsApp's
YouTube
popular.
Is global. So I wonder if that's the reason why, because if they had to somehow transmit it, you know, satellite back to the U.S., and then they had to, like...
You didn't know what WhatsApp was?
I know what WhatsApp is.
I was going to say, man.
When we were in Curacao, when we were honeymooning in Curacao, you had to use WhatsApp to reach out to the guy that was renting out the jet skis. That's what we had to use.
You do. I have a bunch of friends in Nicaragua that I still talk to, Diesel, because of the trips I go on. That's how I communicate with them right now. Like, I text them. We text back and forth all the time through WhatsApp.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But you have
to. Global platform.
Like, on this phone in my hand right now, I have to have all these different apps to communicate. Watch games, talk to you. I mean, I can't text you. You have this secret software we have to use to talk. I mean, I don't know. It's ridiculous now. Where have we gotten to?
But it is amazing that it's all right there in your phone.
Thank God, right?
Super easy to get to.
Thank God.
Alex texts in at 844-FAN-PHONE. He just texts in Alex and Oklahoma -4.5. Alex, do me a favor. I just texted you back. Make sure you give us the full game. And it would be Alex, Michigan +4.5 versus Oklahoma. And do us another favor. If you've ever messaged into this challenge before, if you've ever picked before, did you just use Alex or was there more to it? Because you got to make sure you send us the exact same. Okay. Send us the exact same name every time. And we're going to think it's two or three different people.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I don't know that game right there, just to take a quick shot at Oklahoma, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. We'll talk about it at 5 o'clock. But that game there has got my attention. There's not a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to do a weekend menu, if you will, at 5. That's the game that has my attention this weekend more than any other game. Those two quarterbacks.
Well, that's the primetime game, right?
7 o'clock, I think,
7
right?
o'clock?
Yep,
all right.
I think so.
Let's see. Eric B. is also taking Michigan plus 4.5 over OU. I believe yesterday it was a 5.5-point spread, so... let's see. Mad Mex is taking.
I love that name, by the way.
Kentucky plus 8.5.
Mad Mex.
Hosting Ole Miss.
That's the greatest.
That's
name.
A good one.
That's a good name.
It is.
We've got. You said it yesterday. We've got some really good names.
What
is Philip Moore?
We had a baby eats a boy.
Philip Moore says, "I have three devices going right now just to figure this out." Flowchart. What are you talking about? The upset picks.
I think he's talking about watching the game, NFL game tonight. I think
three devices. I mean, that's when you know you got it bad right there.
There you
go. You have too much money.
So keep them coming to us throughout the show, 844-326-3663. Of course, we'll get Smitty's pick in the 4 o'clock segment is when we'll have Smitty on the show. But Cole, if you are a North Carolina football playing junior, are you trying to hit the exit button, trying to get back in that portal as soon as you can? When this season is over, if you're a player looking to transfer, maybe move up to the Power 4 level, and you maybe had considered North Carolina, is what Bill Belichick and the UNC football program is doing right now giving you pause and saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to spend any time in Chapel Hill? Because this broke yesterday, Cole.
Yeah.
Apparently a month ago, the University of North Carolina flat out banned New England Patriots staff, and by that they mean scouts, from entering Tar Heel practices and scouting Tar Heel players. ESPN reached out to UNC's football GM, Michael Lombardi, for comment, and he said, good luck, and hung up the phone on him.
Oh, my
gosh. It's getting weird over there,
man. You know, I saw this yesterday. I don't know where I am on this. Meaning, Diesel, I understand why people don't want to let people back into the program after there have been burnt bridges, I would assume, right? I guess is that the way to put it?
But this can't be a recruiting issue. This is Bill being upset and butthurt
that's
over
what I'm
the
saying.
Patriots.
I think there's just Come so
on.
Much disdain.
But this is not about you, Bill. This is not about your ego. This is not about your legacy. You're trying to create opportunity for these kids.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
It's all about these kids. And if you are purposefully holding one of 32 teams out, that's 3.5% of the NFL. If you're keeping their scouts out of your program, out of your practices, why the hell would any kid want to come play for you? Because he says, my coach is a vindictive a-hole who won't let scouts in to see me.
Well, you still got 31 other teams. You just can't go. You're just not going to go play for the Patriots if you go play for North Carolina, I guess, right?
But the Patriots don't care. They're like, well, screw you. We'll go scout at NC State.
Yeah.
We'll go scout. I mean, look what happened in their first game. There's probably not a whole lot of guys on there that the Patriots want to scout anyway.
It is weird. It is weird. I don't know how long that'll continue for. Here's the question. Who's the beef between? Is it between...
It's got to be
Belichick
between
and Kraft.
Got to be.
I guess.
Got to be. But didn't Bob Kraft just say that when Bill hangs it up, finally we're going to build a statue of him right next to Tom Brady?
Yeah, he did say that.
That was just a few days ago, and all of this situation with locking Patriots scouts out of the building, that was like a month ago. So is Bob Kraft trying to smooth things over? I mean, why does Bob Kraft care about scouting UNC players anyway?
Here's the funniest part of the whole conversation that we hadn't even talked about. Do you know who the quarterback for the New England Patriots is? Drake May.
A UNC
player.
And
you already played North Carolina.
I know. This is so, so odd.
I mean, you can't make that up. Your quarterback for one of the most valuable, well-known teams in the NFL. NFL went to North Carolina, but they can't go back.
If I am somebody who's recruiting against North Carolina for a player, I'm absolutely bringing that up. Aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I mean, if you're NC State, if you're Dave Doran and his talent scouts, and you're trying to convince a kid to come to you instead of going to play in Chapel Hill, aren't you saying, well, look at them. They're shutting out your opportunities by shutting out scouts.
You know, I could be dead wrong, Diesel, and I might be, but I just don't see this whole relationship lasting.
It can't.
Like, I just don't think Bill in North Carolina is going to be long-term. It just doesn't fit.
His whole purpose for being there was to professionalize the operations at North Carolina.
I think it was for his son.
And he's operating in the pettiest most juvenile, amateur way that he can.
But what do you gain from professionalizing the way North Carolina's program is ran? Like, are yeah. you just got blown out, I mean, by a team with a horned frog as a mascot?
He's,
I mean, come on.
By the way, since we're doing this game, I was thinking, how many reptilian mascots are there in college athletics? At reptilians, yeah. And I'm going to include amphibians in there as well. You got the horned frogs.
Yeah.
The blazers, even though that's a mythical creature, it's still
a
reptile. Yeah, the dragons.
Dragon.
UAB. There's not a lot.
No.
There's not a lot.
I can't think.
I'm trying to think. Does anybody else have a reptile? Like a lizard, a snake, something like that? Why don't we have any cobras in college football?
Gators
come
count
on.
Or no?
Gators count. Yeah, that's a good one.
Gators.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. No snakes. No. We don't have a snakes, mascot in
snakes?
Football.
I don't know no snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
Who's what movie is this from?
That's from Home Alone.
Snakes. That's from Home Alone. Snakes.
I don't know snakes.
That's a great scene, man. That's such a good scene.
That's not even from a real movie, if
what?
You don't know that. The movie inside of Home Alone, it's called like Angels with Dirty Wings.
And the guy
that's
says
not a real
snakes,
movie.
Right? And then Marv and Harry are trying to figure out.
Overhear it, yeah. But that's not a real movie.
Snakes. I don't know what snakes.
Thank you. Texter says the Maryland Terrapins.
Do you know a snakes? I don't know a snake.
I don't know no snakes.
And then the firecrack, the firecrackers in the pot.
1, 2, 10.
Such a good scene, man. It's so good. Daily Wire's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.